Today's daf in Masechet Shvi'it Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Memtet, and we're holding on Memchet Amud Beit in Halacha Gimel of Perek Shishi. And the last thing that we learned was the fascinating sugya of whether the Kinyan La'akum, we have a raya from the Gemara or not, depending how to understand the Gemara, about whether a Kinyan for an Akum means that the Peres are not considered to be Pereshvias. And the pashtus of the whole sugya is like the Mabit, that it is considered to be Pereshvias, and yet remember that the Beis Yosef paskins not like that. This is till today, as I said, a very bitter contemporary issue between the Bnei Brak Besdin, which goes according to the Chazon Ish, which paskins like the Mabit, or the Besdin in Yerushalayim, which goes like the Pasach Shulchan, and like Reb Shlomo Zalman, who also paskin like the Beis Yosef, obviously Reb Avadya Yosef paskin like like the Beis Yosef, and of course the whole heter of the Mechira and Rav Kook Shita is according to the Beis Yosef. Okay, we saw that we had some wonderful kashas on the Shita of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef had some less than wonderful terutzim, but anyway, that's how we left off yesterday. Today we want to get into a different question. That is, how do we define renewed growth? So we had various cases where something was ne'ekar. It was ne'ekar b'shishis. It was kept on the ground during shvias. And the shaila is whether it was considered to have grown additionally during shvias. Maybe it took root. We had cases like that. If we take a look at our Mishnah, there's a number of different approaches to our Mishnah which actually understand that we're talking about that type of situation here. But what we want to know is, before we begin, let me just point out to you, there are two types of growths. There's the growth of seeds, which is considered to be zar'o kala. Seeds, they actually end up disappearing in the process of their own reproduction. And what we see is only what grows out of the seeds. But then there are things that grow out of bulbs, where over there, the bulb doesn't disappear. So if you have, let's say, the growth from an onion, you have lots of new onions coming out of that. We talked about the question of whether the onion was on the ground and it grows while it's on the ground. Do we consider the new growths that come out of that onion? Do we consider them to be growing out of the onion, or do we consider that they're growing out of the ground because this was something that was lying on the ground? This had to do with the Dharm of Hashrosh that we spoke about earlier. Well, what we're going to talk about over here is Dafka bulb. We're talking about onions, and that may be very different than the halacha of a seed with Zaro Kalaz, we're going to see. And the question is big machlokasin about how to understand the specific case that our Mishnah is talking about. Now remember that there's a concept of hoisofa. We had this concept in Ogea, let's say kilayim, right? It's a kloya kerem. Somebody takes a pot that has a hole in the bottom of the pot, and he's walking with that pot, and grain is growing in that pot, and he walks with that pot over a vineyard. Now would that be considered to be kloya kerem? If the grain is able to be mosif more than 1 out of 200, which would be the din of bittul in kloya kerem, then the whole thing would become awesome. And we're going to entertain the notion that that works in the inverse. So that if a bulb is mosif when it had iser, if the bulb is mosif heter, where would that be? Well, imagine a case where a bulb is a shmita bulb, an usher, and now it continues to grow in Shminis. So now, if you would have enough to be mavato, the Shemitah growth, would that turn the whole bulb? Now the onion suddenly becomes mutter. That would mean that you could actually end up having the Shemitah produce, which has a heter. It would end up becoming bottle in growth. But remember, there might be a big difference between bittle in natural growth and heter, or bittul, let's say, barov, or where it's mixed with other things, a bittul and tarovas may not be the same. All of these issues the Gemara is going to actually look into today, and they're all nogea how to even understand the simple pashtus of the Mishnah the words of the Mishnah. So let's take a look at the Mishnah first and try to see like what some of the different possibilities are. So we have bitzalim. Let's assume that these bitzalim were onions that had grown in the sixth year, and now it's Shvi'is, and now yordu aleihem geshamim v'tzimchu. So now they start growing new parts during Shvi'is. So now what color is the growth? So ima yu ha'alim shalem shechorim. Now, we're going to assume that the pshat and shechorim is that they are deeply green. Now, there are those who understand the Mishnah shechorim means that they are rotted, and they have the exact opposite girsa. We're going to take the girsa that we have over here. Shechorim does not mean black. Shechorim means it's so green that it borders on black. That's how deep the color of the green is. So then they're usher, because obviously this is fresh growth that is being nourished by the ground, and it is new growth, very fresh, and it would be usher because it's called Gedulei Shvi'is. And therefore, they would have all of the dinim in Gedulei Shvi'is, whether it's in terms of beer or in terms of Kedusha Shvi'is, and wasting it, using it for other things. But how about if they're Yerukim? Now, remember, Yerukim in the Gemara, it does not mean what the English green means, because we use Yerukim for yellow-green, that whole part of the spectrum. And therefore, if we're talking about Yerukim in this context, it means that they were a lighter green, and they did not look like they were getting fresh nourishment. They actually looked a little bit yellowish and weakish, and then that means they were somewhat kemushim. Then they're mutar, because these are obviously growing from the batzal that's not getting good nourishment. And we're talking, therefore, about it's being peres shishis. So now, as I said, so machlokas how to understand the Mishnah. So the way that the Rosh understands this is that we're talking about over here leaving the onions in the ground. And you didn't take them out of the ground, but they were fully grown in Shnat HaShishis. And you left them in the ground during Shvi'is. Now the question is, are these considered to be continuing to grow bitzalim? Or do we say because of the weak yellowish character of the leaves that come out that they're no longer growing and that this is like sort of a last hurrah of an old batzal? Okay, so that's how the Rosh understands it. In which case, we'd be talking over here, is this considered to be gidol and shvias or not? The Rambam learns that we're talking about bitzalim that you had actually taken out of the ground before shvias, but you left them on the ground. And now, yordu aleihem geshamim would explain the yordu aleihem geshamim. Now it rained over them. And they're sitting there on the ground, and they're being nehneh from the nourishment of the ground, and they grow these new leaves. So now the question is, if they were deeply green, so then it's as if they were being nourished directly from the ground, and it's as if they're actually growing on the ground, and then they're also, remember the Rambam learns all these Mishnayos, is the question of Svichim. So according to the Rambam, these become Svichei Shvi'is, classic Svichim. It grew, albeit on its own, you didn't maybe plant it, but that's Svichei Shvi'is, and therefore they would be Osir. Sheinkein, if it's a weak yellowish color, then it would be mutter. But what would be mutter? What would be us? The Rambam understands we're talking about, obviously, we're not going to turn the whole onion into iser because it put out some new sprouts. We're talking about the sprouts. So according to the Rambam, the onion itself for sure is mutter. We're only wondering whether this is a fresh, grown in Shvi'is onion sprout or whether it's an old onion sprout from an onion of shishis and therefore it's not called svichi. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, Omer, im yucholim lihitalesh ba'alin shalahem. So now he understands, not the way that the Rambam understands it, lihitalesh means to be lifted up without breaking. And the way that the Rosh understands was the Pashtus, if you could take it out of the ground by picking it up with this new growth, then that would be a sign that the new growth is very strong, and that is enough of a raya that it's new growth. So if these are so strong that you can pick up the whole onion and uproot it, then it's also because it must have grown during Shemitah. Now here is the tricky part of the Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to need to investigate at some length. Uchenegat Cain, Matzoi Shvi'itz. We would have a mirror image of this halakha, is what it seems to be saying, when it comes to Matzoi Shvi'itz, which would mean, apparently, that if you had Bitzalim that grew during Shvi'itz, and now we have the same case where Yordu Aleim Gishamim on Matzoi Shvi'itz, and you have, it's a question, is this part of Davka part of Rabbi Hanina ben Antigonus, or is this everybody is saying, whether it's the green color or the black, the dark green color, or whether it's the strength that you could pull them out, but whatever the case would be, in the event that they would now be new growth because you could pull the whole thing out, or new growth because it was so dark, it seems to be saying, according to the Rosh, and actually this is the way that the Rosh explains it as well, as does even Rashi in the Bavli, that the Gidule Poshvius are matir ex post facto the whole onion. Again, because they're learning it to reference to the onion as a whole. So, okay, then that would mean a tremendous chiddush. It would mean that you could be mevato with new growth in a bulb, even what was there from before, if you're going to learn it like that. And that is a big question. So that we're going to examine in the Mishnah. Or we could learn it the way that we learned the sugya that we had earlier. Actually, these were sixth-year bitzalim. They did not grow during Shemitah originally. You tore them out Erev Shvi'is. Remember, we had these pshatim before in a couple of places, which was the only way we could make sense of things. So you actually took them out of the ground before Shvi'is was chal. Then you put them back in the ground during Shemitah. And then you tore them out again after they grew a little bit during Shemitah. And then you replanted them in the eighth year. So this was the wild case that we had before, according to the Rosh. So over here, because we have some of the growth that was there from the Shana HaShishis, and we also have growth that was there from the Shana HaShminis. So because of that, we view them as essentially non-Shvi'is onions. That's going to be a possibility that our Gemara is going to actually look into. Now, there are some Rishonim who learn that the Reisha was also talking about that case, meaning we were oiker then, we replanted them during Shemitah, they grew a little bit because Yordu Aleihem Gishamim in Shemitah, and there it's telling me that the question is, if they are deep green, then it answers the whole thing, even the actual Batzal itself, because the new Iser is Mevatel the Heter, not like the Rambam, and the whole onion becomes Aser. But if it's yellowish and Horiku, so then the actual onion itself must have been the source and not the ground, in which case we consider them to be Shishis and they're Mut. Okay, some Rishonim learn like that, which is a little bit idiosyncratic, but that's the Rashi's Pshat. So we have basically three or four different approaches to the Mishnah. So now let's see what our Gemara has to say about the Mishnah. Keni Masnisa, they always have those nice words. Keni Masnisa, yeah, we'll tell you what the Mishnah is talking about, but it seems to be talking about something that is completely meaningless. Keni Masnisa, what the Mishnah is trying to tell you is that if they're Shechorim, they're Aser, and if they're Yerukim, they're Mutter. Thank you very much. I mean, that's what the Mishnah said. So why do I need you to tell me, Keni Masnisa? I had all kinds of problems, and I don't understand the mission. I heard those exciting words, Keni Masnisa. I thought we were going to get enlightened, and instead you're telling me, repeat the Mishnah after me? So what is that supposed to mean? Okay, so there's various approaches to what this is supposed to mean. So according to the Gra, the Pshat over here is that it's the word Horiku that bothers the Gemara. Because when you said, if they're shchorin, you didn't say hishchiru, you said, if they are shchorin, right? And then when it came to the lighter color, you said horiku, which means that they were shchorin, but then afterwards, they became more yellowish, right? So the Gemara, according to the Gra, is telling me, no, don't be medayik that. It means exactly the way that we explained it before. If they are Shechorim, they're Asurin. if they're Yerukim, they're Mutarim, and it's not saying that if they were originally Shluchorim and Uriku that they would come Mutar. Okay, that's certainly a possibility in the Mishnah, and in fact, it addresses a disturbing diktuk in the Mishnah, which is the Uriku. Others learn that it simply is coming to tell me that the correct, remember we mentioned that some learned that Shechorin means that they were black. And if they were black, then the whole gears in the Mishnah would have to be actually reversed. Because if they were black, it would mean that they rotted and they didn't grow. And the only thing that we have over here is the older Batzal. And if they were Yerukim, it means that they were growing fresh because they were green. So the Gemara is coming to tell me, no, that's not what it means. Because then it would say Shechorim or Mutarim and Yerukim is Asurim. Comes along the Mishnah and the Gemara to tell us that no, the Mishnah means the way we said. Shechorim are Asurim because Shechorim does not mean black. Shechorim means deep green and Yerukim are Mutarim. So this part of the Gemara doesn't really help the issues that we had. Okay, so now, let's take a look at how these halachas would impact the dinim of taking off trumas and maisers. So let's talk about a case like this. Rabbi Yossi says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you actually pick an onion, you take off maiser from the onion, and you replant the onion, what's the din? The din is that if it is turns actually hishchir, meaning that it's got fresh, new, deep, green growth, then you have to use the entire onion, including the original bulb that you had already taken off, Meiser. You have to view all of that as fresh growth. And that, of course, has tremendous implications for how to understand our Mishnah. So you're saying that it turns the onion into Teva. Wow. Okay, that's not the way that the Rambam understood it. And that would mean that it's mitaser lefi kulo. So even though I already took off trumas and maisers from this bulb, it turns into a new onion because of the fact that the growth is clearly new growth, and therefore it's now a different onion. Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan. However, this is what Reb Yossi said, Reb Yochanan said. But Reb Chiya said, no, that's not what Reb Yochanan said. Reb Yochanan said that if you pick an onion, you're maiser the onion, and you plant the onion again, that the moment that it takes root, even if it didn't grow anything, that you would be mitaser lefi kulo. So this would be telling me that for some reason, we're going to be mavatel whatever had been meisered before, and this is enough to be mechayev me as a new onion. Now that would mean that this is totally, both approaches are against the way that the Rambam has it. This Girsa, in fact, is, according to the Gra, not the Girsa of the Rambam. So he gives us a different Girsa. But let's first follow through the Gemara with this approach. How do we understand the last words in the Mishnah that talk about the mirror image if it was post-Shvias? Because, I mean, first of all, this is a Chumrah. And to say that the same thing is necessarily true at the end of Shvias would be a kula, because we would be saying that we consider it to be a new onion, and it's not considered to be Svichei Shvias just because I planted it. Would you say that too? So because that's what you said. You said we have the mirror image at the end of Shemitah going into the eighth year. Whoa. Okay. So now I don't understand. Velo Shanya, you're telling me, makes no difference that Ben Sha'akaran B'Shvias U'Shtalan Matzor Shvias. You need to tell me what the case is. Is there a difference if it grew during Shvias and I took it out of the ground during Shvias and I replanted them on Matzor Shvias, which is one possibility, or the other possibility is where Shtalan B'Shvias. You didn't tell me if what are we talking about, that the original planting was during the sixth year, like we had said before. So does it matter? I mean, if you're telling me the first approach, it means that we'd be talking about shishis onions, and then you took them out of the ground in Shvias, so they didn't grow much during Shvias, and then you put them back in the ground in Shminis. Remember, that was a possibility in the Mishnah. So then I could understand that because the origins of the growth were Beheter, and the closing of the growth was Beheter, and it wasn't long in the ground during Shmita itself, that then we would view it as a eighth-year onion, meaning a sixth-eighth-year onion, and we would ignore the Shvias. But you didn't say that. I mean, it sounded like it would be the same thing if I planted the onions during Shvias, and that was their main growth, and now because I have growth afterwards, so now I can be mevatel the growth during Shvias? Says Rabbi Zeira, yes, that is exactly true. I did not have to explain it because it wouldn't make any difference. Even if the case were that it had been planted during Shvias and it continued to grow Mitzray Shvias, as long as it's a rove, I mean, yes, that much you need to understand. Of course, the Mishnah is talking about that most of the size of what we have here is the rove, is the new leaves, which are dark, and they're even green, and they are bigger in size than the original green part. It becomes mutter. Why? Because of rove. So since most of it is heter, it's mevatel, the rest of it, even lakula. Wow. And that's talking about even where we have a bulb. Whereas Rabbi La and Rabbani, both of them say, absolutely not. Even if you have a rove that grew during Shminis, you cannot be mevatel, the original iser of Shvias, in the onion itself. There's no such thing. Okay? So they are arguing about whether we would go lakula, and you have a rove. Okay, what's the reason for that? There's a lot of discussion. We actually spoke about some of this when we learned Nedarim, that some learn that you can never be mevatel the ikar, and the ikar over here is in the sheresh, or according to others, it's because since the sheresh is aser, so then anything that grows by definition is kala yotze mina iser, is aser, whatever. Okay. The Gemara doesn't go into it over here, but Lamaisa, we have this very important machlokas. According to Rabbi Zeira, what's the din? If you have rove that grows mitzvay shviyas, it can be mevatel even the original shviyas growth. And according to Rabla and Rabami, the din is that it's aser. Now, here's a braita, and this braita seems to say exactly the opposite of Rabla and Rabami. Masnis and pliga of Rabbi La and Rabami, and actually indicates, like Rabbi Zeira, that if you have new growth, even on a bulb, that it would actually be mevatel the original. Why? Because look at this. This is a very important din. A general rule. Zeh klal, shaya Rabbi Shimon Omer, mishum Rabbi Yoshua. So we have this general rule that a dover sheyesh lo matirin, this is a Gavi rule, that a dover sheyesh lo matirin, I think he already wrote this down though earlier, a dover sheyesh lo matirin does not have any bitl. So, I'll give you examples of a dover sheyesh lo matirin. Tevel. Well, if you want to eat tevel, don't say, since it fell into other produce, now I'll eat the tevel. What you could do is you could take off trumas and maisras from elsewhere on that tevel. So you would be able to be matir the tevel, and therefore you don't rely on bitl. That's obvious. Say, if maisr sheni, You could always be mechalal the maaser sheni, and be matir this maaser sheni. So why rely on bittel? If you have hegdash, you can be paid to the hegdash. If you have chadash, you can wait until the omer. So all of these things, they have heter. If they have a heter, lo natulam chachamim shiur, they don't become batel, afilu be'elef lo batel, and that was Gavi's original thing. Called davash yesh lamatirin, afilu be'elef lo batel. There is no shiur at all. The din would be that no matter how much it is, even if it's a kol shehu, if it's min b'minei, so then the din is that it is usur forever until you actually do the thing that's matirin. And she'eno b'mino, then it would be mutter b'no same time. Okay. This, of course, is a big machlokes, but right now we're not talking about the dinim of taros. How about if ein lo matirin, but if there's nothing you could do that would make it mutter? For instance, you have truma. You can't untruma truma. You have challah. can unchala chala, you have orla. There's no way of now post-orla making it mutter. You have kilayim. In all of these cases, the chachamim gave the shear. Each thing has its own shear, min b'mino. The truma is 1 in 100, and the orla is 1 in 200, and so on and so forth. But therefore, this is a completely different thing. How about if it's shalo b'mino? If it's shalo b'mino, then it's benotin tam. Okay, now, hativon. So now, they, this is all part of the same right, they, the Rabbanu B'tum, Rabbi Shimon, said this. They said, well, wait a minute. What about Shvius? There is no way to be matir Shvius, right? Hare Shvius, elo matirin. How could you undo the Isser of Shvius? And nonetheless, the din over there is, even though elo matirin, the lo nat nula chachamim shiur, we do not find any shiur at all. The Mishnah later on says that to Farish, that the Shvius, as we saw when we did the Mishnayos, the Shvius min the minay is b'mashal. And therefore, it never allows you to be mevatalit, which is against what you're claiming. You're claiming that if something has no chance of being bottled, then the Chachamim always gave you a way that you can rely on. Rip Shimon says to them, Amar lehem, you don't understand the Mishnah. Lo. Im amartem b'shviis. What do you think it means over there in that Mishnah? That's talking about Eino Aseret Kol Shehu. When it says that you can't be mevatalit, that's talking about the issue of biur. So Benogea, the question of taking Shviyas out at the time of biur. So over there we're saying, no, you cannot be mevatalit over there because there's a way to be mevatalit. I mean, after all, you could have simply been mafkirit, right? So that's why we said, but Benogea, the din of something that got mixed up, Avala Achila, Benoisinta, of course, over there, since it is something that's just like my regular rule, you would be able to be Mevatalit, and if there's no Tam, it becomes Mutter. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is claiming that it's only where the Shvius has no Heter that we say that there's a way in which you can be Mevatalit. Okay, so if that's the case, it would mean, assuming, and this is an assumption, but assuming that there's no difference between mixing in other things and mixing that occurs because of additional growth on the same bulb, if it's the same thing, then that would mean that it's possible to be mevatel. The eighth year can be mevatel the seventh year. And that's exactly what Rabbi Zera said, which would mean that Rabbi La and Rabbi Ami were wrong based on this, at least according to Rabbi Shimon. So ma avdin la Rabbi Lav Rabbi Ami. So what exactly does Rabbi Lav and Rabbi Ami do with this? Patun la be'erevin. Avo begidulin. Hold on a minute, says Rabbi Lav and Rabbi Ami. This Mishnah is talking about mixing things. Did we talk about mixing things? We talked about additional growth on gidulin. And you're claiming, you're claiming that you can be mevatel an onion because it has new growth? That's ridiculous. Chomeri begidulim. Obviously, since those gidulim are coming out from that which is also, so the actual original shirish is never going to become bottle to the new things that grow out of it. And because of that, you cannot compare gidulim to erevin. The Omer Rebbe Zera b'shem Rebbe Yonatan. And I'll show you that there's a big difference between Gidulin and Erevin. Because, but Sal Shekiloya Karen. So remember, we have that case where you have something that had been planted in a vineyard, and now you are acre it from the Karen, and you go and you plant it somewhere else. And now it's growing completely new in Heter. I don't care how much it grew. A few hosif kama could have been mosif 500 times as much. Forget about 200 times as much. The din is that it's usser because ein gidule heter malinus hayisser. Says beferish over here, you cannot use gidulim. And you're telling me that we should be mevatel the eighth year? That we cannot do. Therefore, it will remain usser. Okay, We'll have to discuss.
You just changed the Yirsa, right?
Yeah. But yes, I changed it from a heter. And you delay heter malin, obviously. I mean, how else would we read it, right? Everybody reads it that way. When the Rambam brings it that way, come on, everybody. Okay, we'll go back over this because it seems to be a stira of Rabbi Zera to Rabbi Zera. We've gone over our time. I'm sorry. Didn't realize we were so late. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll finish it up tomorrow. We did pretty good, though. Kol tov, everybody. Shurat Hashem. Very soon. Carefully.